Hello, this is Brandon Chambers. Thank you for visiting Memory Alpha, the archive for the United Federation of Planets. Please enter your access level. Thank you for visiting Memory Alpha. Have a nice day.
This is crap. I'm not doing this. The meat was a trap. Of course it was a trap. Starfleet Intel had their heads up their ass like usual. Screw this. It seems the chief medical officer's recommendation that I keep a journal has become a direct order from the captain. Most days a ground pounder like me doesn't have much to do with the ship's captain, what with me working for a living and all. Doc says I hide a lot of what I'm thinking behind jokes. He's probably right. Maybe that's why it's so hard to write this damn journal. No audience. Okay. Captain says I gotta do this, so I guess I gotta. Captain. That's a joke. 5 days ago, our captain was a lieutenant. A jumped-up junior engineer is commanding a damn starship now. Bet she didn't see that on the recruiting poster. 5 days ago, I was a Mako, a sergeant, part of Starfleet's military arm. Don't let the Martians tell you otherwise. Mako are the best. Hoorah! Hoorah! I'm the only one of my platoon left now. 25 of Starfleet's finest, armed with phase pistols, particle rifles, stun grenades. Stun grenades, for God's sake. What Academy think tank thought those were a good idea? Set phase pistols to stun. Those were the last words I heard from the captain. They had snipers. They had concussion mortars. They had some kind of plasma shell that flowed over our cover like water. By the time we knew we were in a fight, half the platoon was down. Disruptor burns. Burned off limbs. Some of them were vaped into dust. The rest of us were pinned down. Comm chatter was all about weapons platforms appearing out of nowhere, strafing the team, disintegrating their cover with pinpoint fire. There was no way our weapons could match that. Plus, they had those helmets that covered their whole heads, so sonics and lasers did absolutely nothing. I still have no idea what the hell a Romulan actually looks like. Once the captain was taken out, we had to retreat. I was the ranking NCO. It was my call. I didn't know what we were facing. None of us did. If we'd taken hardened positions, had better, stronger weapons. If we hadn't tried to talk first, we might have gotten out of there. Good men and women lost their lives laying down fire to cover our retreat. Williams, Tanaka, Stevens. Good soldiers cut down so a handful of us could get away. But it was all for nothing. Those bastards tracked us kilometer after kilometer, picking us off one by one. I tried to return fire, but they took us. In the end, it was just Lieutenant and me. I thought we were lucky to make it to the shuttle. Now I'm not so sure. I think they let us go. We were the answer to the captain's question. What do you want? Dead. They want us dead.